Hi there, how are you doing today? So today we're going to be talking about the hidden and unseen elements around writing, right? Unearthing the unseen, the magical elements that fuel powerful writing. So let's get started right away. So first thing I want to have you reflect is, do you feel that when you scroll through social media, or you're looking at a blog post or an email or any kind of content, maybe even a sales page, whatever it is, do you feel you can recognize or identify good writing and good copy from bad, right? Can you tell intuitively when there is like a hidden agenda or something false behind the words, even if you can't quite put your finger on it? Well, that's not really surprising, because as you probably know, you might know this already, but in case you don't, the truth is we have, all of us, especially if you identify as a spiritual conscious person, you have an innate ability to tune into the energy of words, even if you don't do it intentionally, even if you don't realize it. So this is a skill that helps us. This is a gift that helps us recognize good versus bad writing, content, or copy. So I have formularized, like in a simple one line, right? What is bad content versus what's good content? So bad content equals misaligned energy and little or no structured writing. That's bad content. Great content is aligned energy and beautiful, supportive, structured writing. So I'm going to get into each of those elements. So in other words, there are two elements. One is energy and one is the structure. Those are the two hidden, unseen elements. So unseen magical element number one, energy. Aligned energy is honest. It's authentic. You are speaking or writing your truth. You feel expanded and open about the words you write. You feel the truth of it, that it's right and that it's real. Misaligned energy happens when your words don't feel true, even to you. Now, this usually happens if you feel like you need to follow copy templates or teachers who share like these strict, restrictive instructions on how to write, right? So it's good to have templates when you want to refer to it as a guideline, but to stick to it. And this is true even if you're using AI, ChatGPT, or any other type of generative AI. So let me give you an example. Charming, self-deprecating humor, for example, right? So in some people's writing and copy, you'll see that they insert humor and it's so cool, it's so relaxed, it's in flow. So they may work for those people, but if that's not who you are in the real world, if that's not how you are like, that's not how you live in the real world, it will show as false copy, false or fake in your copy is what I want to say. So it will show up as false. So trying, for example, to be funny when it's, you know, that's not who you are. That's not your style of, you don't necessarily inject a lot of humor when you speak in the real world. It's going to come across as false. You'll shine and your copy will be easy to write when you trust yourself and you begin to channel your own unique blend of confidence, ideas, and insights into your writing. Okay, so now we are ready for unseen magical element number two, and that is structure. So what is this? Let's get into that. So structure, the first rule of all writing, whether it's copy or it's you're writing a novel, you're writing a self-help book, whatever it is, the first rule is clarity. You need to be understood by the person or the people reading whatever it is that you wrote. And it is the elemental function of writing copy and content for your spiritual business. So In order for you to be as clear as possible with your content, I'm speaking now specifically about your spiritual content for your spiritual business. So you need to, your copy or your content must answer the following questions. What? So the first is what? What do you want your readers to do? The second is why? Why should they listen to you or read this piece of content? Why is it important? Number three is how should they proceed? Or what are the steps or instructions that they need to perform next? And the fourth is what's next? What do you want them to do next? Traditionally known as the call to action or CTA. So be warned, this might seem simple, but it's not easy to do. But in time and with practice, and especially when you make it a habit to read copy and content that you know is good, use the first element, which is your energy, like connect with that energy to recognize good copy, connect with the energy behind the words, right? So when you can recognize good copy and you practice and master it, you read it, you practice and master it, when you do that, you can look forward to connecting with ideal clients, customers, and followers. And you'll start seeing an increase in engagement, however that's going to show up, whether it's, you know, hearts or, you know, comments or sales eventually for your sales pages and your sales emails. So, and the good news is, and maybe even better than all of that, is when it happens, and it will when you follow these simple sort of guidelines, when it does happen, when all of these good stuff happens, you get all the likes, the loves, the followings, the engagement, the comments, the sales, it will all happen in a way that feels good and aligned and true to you. So that's it for this week's mini audio training. I hope you're having a lovely week so far, and the weekend is just around the corner. Sending you big hugs. Speak soon via this audio note, probably. Bye.